The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before you get to this Hugh Jackson thing, Lance, John Morant, did you see the catch and shoot at the buzzer and the baseline?
Yes, I did.
A full-length court pass. He catches it and shoots it in one motion on the baseline about, 12 feet or so, and beats the buzzer. And then he had a posterizing dunk on Jakob Poeltl.
They believe one of his best dunks of his NBA career.
Yeah, but see, ESPN is so enthralled with dunks. They said, which is better? I mean, how often do you see a catch and one motion shoot buzzer beater from the base, from behind the basket, as opposed to a basketball player dunking? I mean, I don't even think it's close.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well,
we see dunks all the time.
No, Chris Candy said, oh, the dunk was, it's a dunk. I mean, ESPN always a top, ESPN top 10, a dunk. It's an NBA player. They all dunk.
Right. Well, this dunk was a pretty, this is a 174-pound guy who just.
Yeah, on Jakob, it was also on Jakob Poeltl.
Well, you got to remember now, remember when Jordan dunked on who was that big old stiff out of Kentucky from the Utah Jazz that he dunked on and everyone, that became an iconic dunk.
The one on Ewing was more iconic than that one.
I'm just saying that's also that was Mel Turpin. He dunked on Mel Turpin, which was famous because that's a 7-foot-1 guy. Yeah. You know, the guy in the stance had said at Utah said dunk on somebody your own size. He dunked on somebody small in the game, and then Jordan came back and dunked on Mel Turpin a couple plays later and said, "Is he big enough for you?" And Mel Turpin was like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
But this is
was Scotty on Ewing. I think it was Scotty.
It was Scotty.
Yeah, and he pushed him afterwards.
And then he stepped. Yeah, and then he stepped over. Right, but right. Jakob Poeltl is a pretty big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's a big lumbering dude. White guy that got dunked on. Okay.
Well, I think you're selling the dunk a little short.
No,
I
the mean, dunk was great.
Dunk from
just,
way out.
I'm so over ESPN thinking dunks are such a big deal. Everybody dunks. Everybody in the NBA dunks.
Yeah, now, but they don't. Everyone doesn't dunk over a guy that's substantially bigger.
How many guys could have done what he did, catching a full court, a full length court pass in one motion in the air? Can't shooting and beating the buzzer.
Can't they? Yeah, he did it in air.
In
as
air.
As you mentioned. Can't they both be super sweet? The harder one to do, look, we'll probably never see that highlight ever again for the rest of his career. We will see him dunking on people again, to your point.
Yes.
We're going to see that. That was a pretty sweet dunk, though. And that was a pretty sweet shot that he had. 52 against the Spurs. And John Morant is hitting 40 and 50 on people like it's nothing. You know what he reminds me of? A more vertically explosive Allen Iverson, where he's the small guy who's doing some incredible scoring things, only he's not taking 37 shots to get there. You know, AI would take 37 shots and make 14 of 37. It's like, man, AI, did you see that crossover? And like, yeah, I also saw him shoot 33% from the field.
Yeah, right. I don't think of Iverson when I think of Ja.
I'm going to tell you right now, Allen Iverson, Eli Manning, same guy.
Oh, God.
Boom. Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. 76er three jerseys out there are turning in their graves unless they're still alive.
They're still alive, most of them, I would assume.
All right, let's talk about Hugh Jackson. What's the story?
So this guy named Dan Murphy from ESPN, this is his tweet. The Hugh Jackson Foundation collected $158,000 in 2019, the most recent tax info available. It paid out $115,000 to its sole paid employee and spent another $15,000 on travel. It looks like they gave out roughly $4,000 in grants. So they collected $158,000 and gave out $4,000.
There's a lot of expenses to this.
And it's a lot of expenses. $115,000 went to one person. And then there was $15,000 in travel. The Hugh Jackson Foundation said, please read this statement. He was responding to the Hugh Jackson Foundation making a comment about Art Briles being hired and hashtag forgiveness. And Hugh Jackson Foundation said, please read the statement, hashtag redemption, hashtag forgiveness, hashtag enlightenment, hashtag Graham fam. And then this guy, Dan Murphy, put the Hugh Jackson Foundation on blast for basically being a scam. And the Hugh Jackson Foundation, after he posted that, the Hugh Jackson Foundation tweeted back a reply, and I think it's still up there. It says, what you failed to report is where the money came from. Hugh Jackson was the largest donor, and he personally donated over 75% of the funds. I personally donated from my salary back into the organization as well. Our records are clean. People started pointing out, excuse me, Hugh Jackson donated to a foundation? Took it as, which means he would have taken it tax write-off, and then the money was given to somebody, $150,000, and then the money was then taken and collected and redistributed to somebody, and none of it, and only $4,000 went to grants? That's literally the textbook definition of money laundering. Hugh Jackson puts money in, gets a tax write-off. The money is then taken from the foundation, given to a person who we don't know who that person is yet, that could be working for Hugh Jackson, is cleaned, given to this person, and then only $4,000. So basically they paid $4,000 to wash money, is what people pointed out. This string went up. Oh, my God, this is the greatest app that's ever existed, Twitter, where people can self-tell on them. They can self-confess to money laundering. That is exactly what that is. If Hugh Jackson – this guy just said, Hugh Jackson put all the money in. Well, I assume he took a tax deduction, which could certainly be found by the IRS now. If Hugh Jackson, if he put 75% of the money into a foundation, did he take a tax write-off? Probably.
Yeah.
And if he did,
oh, absolutely.
And the money did not go for tax purposes, if he's outside of the tax code at all, this was just an admission by somebody on Twitter who runs his account. Holy crap. Somebody told on themselves for money laundering, and they thought they were being slick. Well, what you don't know is all the money actually was funneled from Hugh and then went back to Hugh. Wait.
Wait, what?
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Doesn't the person who gets the money, the $115,000, they have to pay taxes on that because that's income? Because they work for the...
I guess. It depends on...
So you're
still
paying taxes on it.
I don't know... I don't know how that works.
You're in a different tax bracket there, so maybe you'll pay less taxes on it.
I can just tell you this. His tweet is probably going – and people are tagging the IRS. His tweet is probably going to garner some attention from the IRS. You know, there's two people I don't want on my – well – who are the two people – I used to think there were two people that you never want on your ass. One is – oh, there's two for sure. Anonymous, the hacker collective.
Oh, man.
I've done nothing to get on their radar. I don't want Anonymous on me, and I don't want the IRS on me. Those are the two that I have no interest
in. I don't want PETA on me either, because they are relentless, those people.
Yeah, PETA's not, but is it worse than Anonymous?
No, Anonymous is the worst.
And it's not worse than the IRS either.
No. The IRS can do whatever they want. Yeah. The feds either. I don't want the feds following me anymore.
Yeah, I don't want the feds on me either, see?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you went through that in Chicago. You don't want the feds on you anymore.
No.
Why'd you say anymore?
I mean, I don't want them on me. That's what I meant.
Why did you end it with anymore?
Because I'm Gilbert now. anymore.
Hey, do you think the Feds got a little sniff of you when you were in Eastern Europe over the week?
No, that's got to be that's the FBI.
You know who else? Somebody pointed out yesterday when we were trying to make a case that you were actually some type of double agent. Somebody made a point where John's like, "What? I just golf and play poker. I mean, and drink." And somebody pointed to James Bond drinking and playing poker. They literally had a picture of him with a drink and playing poker.
Yeah, I'm not James Bond, by the way. This just in. Although I did see
Total
Casino
James
Royale.
Bond thing to say.
I did see Casino Royale because my homeland, Prague, was in it.
Are you John Bourne?
No. Dude, you never seen. I got beat up by Ronnie Bickhaus. Did you know how John Bourne fights?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Ronnie Bickhaus is
yeah,
John
what you
Bourne,
don't know is
know it.
Jason Bourne also wasn't beating anyone up in high school. He got beat up, which is why he learned all that sweet karate.
Yeah, but I
so there's also that
I
too.
Was playing golf at the time while he was learning karate. I ain't none of those things, okay? I just
never
happen to be
president.
Gone when there's major events in the world. I have nothing to do with, okay?
Just also, you don't want – it used to be you didn't want Wayne Dolciafino on you. Now it's you don't want Ted Oberg or Keith Morrison on you.
No, or Chris Hansen.
Says.
You don't want
no. Well, if you're Chris Hansen, God forbid Chris Hansen's on you. You've done something horrible.
No, the rest of us want Chris Hansen on you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, 912 ESPN.
No, I think it's best that you come in and sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Chris Hansen invited me to sit down.
Oh, no. Chris, I got to go. I know. I got to go. Anyway, Keith Morrison on you, yeah. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. I forgot the number from 1 second to the next. 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in here. What do you guys want to talk about next?
Let me tell you about Maestro Dobell. I was – yesterday, I actually looked – when I was at this hotel bar, I was looking to see on there. They didn't have an expansive collection, but I was looking for Maestro Dobell for their tequila, and I did not find it here in Indianapolis. I can tell you this. I've got it at my home. I've got three different varieties. I've got the Diamante, I've got the Silver, and I've got the Añejo. There are different types of tequilas, and if you're a tequila drinker, you know that. You know, some of you are big Reposado fans. Some of you are Añejo fans. Some of you are fans of Silver. The Jumito is their smoked Silver. But, you know, they started – Maestro Dobell started the Cristalino. That's a category, Cristalino. And theirs is called the Diamante, and it's three blends of tequila that are charcoal-filtered, and the results are very distinct flavored, very distinct flavor profile, and it's something that I highly recommend for tequila drinkers. And look, tequila drinkers, people who sip it or who drink it in cocktail, they're typically discerning. They typically know what they love, just like bourbon people do. Tequila people are the same way, and I think you're really going to love Maestro Dobell if you have not tried it out. Now, if you just love a good margarita, this is a chance to elevate your margaritas, and I promise you, you will thank me later. I've had people on Twitter already doing that, and I've been very pleased with the responses I've had from people who have been trying Maestro Dobell. Make sure that you try it for yourself. Get it wherever fine liquors are sold, but make sure if they don't have Maestro Dobell, you demand that they include Maestro Dobell in their liquor categories, because that's the tequila you need to be drinking.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 916 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Breaking, Lance. MMA star Cain Velasquez involved in a Morgan Hill shooting in San Jose. He's been booked into the Santa Clara County Jail, and he's being held on no bail. Have we had Cain Velasquez in studio before?
No, we have not.
We have not.
I had to think about it though. No, I don't believe we've ever had Cain Velasquez on. But former heavyweight champ, was he heavyweight or light heavyweight? He was heavyweight champ of the UFC. He was involved with another person. I think it was at a school, I believe. But he was involved with another person, and ended up shooting the guy. It's non-life-threatening injuries. And people on Twitter are saying, what in the world happened with it? Where a guy who's a former UFC champ with hands and feet, you know, with the ability to punch and kick and submit people is going to the gun. So
as if you are a professional fighter, you can be convicted on if you're beating somebody up too.
I remember that came up. I remember when I was a kid hearing that argument about Muhammad Ali had to register his hands as deadly weapons or something like that. Possibly.
Bruce Lee had to.
Yeah. Bruce Lee was so sweet.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee videos. Bruce Lee, like you watch Bruce Lee stuff. Bruce Lee was insane. Has anybody even come close to Bruce Lee?
No.
Did you ever see the
documentary on him?
Yes, and it was really, really good how he got into acting and stuff like that, or how he made it out to California.
Yeah.
The whole thing was really, really a good documentary.
He was like a deviant in where he grew up. I forget which Asian country he was from, but anyway, he was
bad
in school. His parents were actors. Oh. His dad was an actor, and he
deviant just sounds like such a creepy word. Like he was a deviant.
Juvenile deviant.
He was outside the norm of the Asian culture. Yeah. He was not somebody who he did not fit in with the culture expectations. It was a really good show, and you know that movie Warrior or the TV show Warrior that I was watching.
That was excellent.
That's based on Bruce Lee's
writings.
His writings.
Yeah. It's excellent, by the way. I highly recommend it. But there are a couple of different Warrior. Make sure it's the one with the
a movie that has Tom. That's a MMA, right? Isn't that called Warrior? Where Tom Holland is an MMA fighter. Also called Word? That's a good movie, too.
That's a good movie, yeah. But I had to catch up. Well, we had a long flight, so, you know, you get to watch movies. We watched 3 or 4 movies.
I said Tom Holland. I meant Tom Hardy. If I said Tom Holland,
Hardy,
I meant Tom Hardy. They're very different people.
Yes. But I saw, as I was just thinking, Cain Velasquez, you know, he got caught shooting. I mean, nowadays, with forensics and all of the and videos and everything, you can't get away with anything. I watched the many Saints of Newark, which was terrible, by the way.
Awful.
It was awful. But you used to be able to get away with killing people then. You know what I'm saying? And back in the day when there was no videos or forensics or anything else, I mean, you could drown people or beat them to death or whatever, and then just burn them in a fire, and you get away with it. Nowadays, you just can't do that anymore.
you don't see that happen as much.
No, you just can't. I mean, the cops are going to catch you eventually, so that kind of sucks. That you know, if you're a murderer. But oh, by the way, or if you're Jerry Lewis, did you see the Jerry Lewis story?
Jerry Lewis.
You remember Jerry? Hey, lady.
He's not alive, is he?
No, he's dead. But. Yeah. A couple of women have come out and said, not a great guy and a perv.
Are you waiting for me to be shocked or what do you want?
No, but some of the stories, there were two women who worked with him, Karen Sharp and Hope Holiday. And they both did movies with him and they both said the same thing. Like, he just started undressing himself and having a go at it. Right. I mean, he had one of those, who was the morning guy that had as soon as you walked in the door, he could lock it. He had a button that he could lock the door. Matt Lauer.
Oh, the morning guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Lauer.
Hey guys, I got some sex toys I brought in today. If you want to check them out, like, well, excuse me? Yeah. You know this is a place of business, right? Dude, Matt Lauer was on a different level. When you read about the stuff he did, I was like, dude, how did you think you were going to get away with this?
Well, an entire Apple series was based on it. The morning show. And, I mean,
that's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Honestly,
I was watching. It's actually a pretty good show. I've only watched three episodes, but it's a good show.
Yeah, no, I see both seasons. It's good. It's actually, yeah, it's definitely worth watching. But Jerry, he's dead. I mean, I know but Hope Holiday and Karen Sharp are 87 and 91 now, and they're just coming out now at 4 years, 5 years after Jerry Lewis died. I mean, couldn't even cancel him? I mean, today wouldn't Jerry Lewis, he'd have to face charge with Bill Cosby? I mean, he'd have to go blind or something, right? Jerry Lewis today, wouldn't he?
Well, what all did they say about him?
Oh, well, he cornered them one time everybody was getting dressed or something, and he walked in and he said, "Everybody out except her."
How about the fact that the ghost of Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis died at the age of, 91?
Yeah.
Jerry Lewis, the ghost of Jerry Lewis, thought, all right, everything's going to pass. Everything's going to be good. And then right there, women in their 90s, potentially in their deathbeds, before I go.
I just want you to know.
I just want to put one more thing out there you guys need to dig on. I just want to make sure Ghost of Jerry doesn't get away with this.
And here's how she put it. Here's the other one said this. He asked her to come into his dressing room. He had the button that locked the door. And she was like, hey, what the? Then he starts to talk to me about sex. He starts to talk dirty to me. And he's talking, the pants open, and the ugly thing came out.
That's
a quote.
She said the ugly thing?
And the ugly thing came out. And then he started to do stuff to himself. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember. I've never heard that term before. And then the ugly thing came out.
Well, there's a reason that Me Too movement started. It's not just some kind of witch hunt against men. Men were truly terrible for years and years.
Forever.
And years.
In Hollywood?
So many in Hollywood are just truly horrific to other people? Whoa, you don't say.
How do you think a lot of those... You want this job? Come on over. The casting couch. That's what it was called. I mean, if you want this job, guess what? You get the ugly thing, too.
Yeah. Man.
Goodness
unbelievable.
Gracious. Jerry Lewis. Put that away. But then they said,
as a gender, we have been a bad people. I'm not gonna say we. I don't take responsibility for anything he's doing, but I'm just saying I'll acknowledge that as a gender, we have done some pretty bad things with war crimes,
we're horrible.
Sexual stuff. We are not a good people.
Oh.
And I just like say, the worst of my crimes is leaving stuff around the house. Like, okay, I feel like telling my wife, you left this again. Listen, have you heard about Jerry Lewis? Okay. I think I'm getting a really bad rap here for leaving some shoes out and, my plate. So I left a plate on top of, so I left a king cake there
sink.
And the dog got on top. Yeah. I mean, I left that. Have you heard what Jerry Lewis did? Are you familiar with what?
Do you know when the Vikings used to conquer different villages? You know what they did?
I'd like for you to hear.
You know
about
what happened
what
to the
Vikings
women there?
Did.
Does this plate seem like it's that big a deal to you?
I'm sorry, Harvey Weinstein. I'm sorry. Do you need me to run back and forth what Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby did?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this plate. Yeah, leaving my plates in the sink, not really that big a deal in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
Okay. So let's just put it in perspective, all right? Maybe not so much yelling about how messy the house is. All right? I'm going to try that when I get home. I'm going to see how it works.
No, it ain't going to work.
Oh, okay.
It ain't going to work at all. Trust me, that's not – relatively speaking, this is nothing, okay? Relatively speaking. 926 ESPN 97. I'm just so – I thought Jerry Lewis was funny. You know, he had all those different – he and Bing Crosby used to go on.
Oh, man, he was a creep. He was a jerk at the telethon. I can't remember where I heard about it, but I heard he was terrible for a long time, like a mean – kind of a mean guy.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he seemed like he was – yeah. He wasn't very – he was a pretty good actor because he wanted to come across as a good guy. He was pretty much an a-hole.
Yeah, I think I've heard that for a long time. You know what else I heard? I also heard that we are going to be doing brunch when I get back over at Union Kitchen. And can't wait, man. The brunch items at the Union Kitchen, there's six different Union Kitchens in the Houston area, and you've really got to stop in and check out their menu. And you can go there for brunch. You can go there for dinner. Delicious, delicious chicken sandwiches with the you know, the provolone cheese and the bacon, sun-dried tomatoes. There's so many different things to choose from. But the thing I love about your lunch and dinner, you got a lot of different things to choose from. But the brunch, I want to point out the brunch because it's great for you and a girlfriend to go on, you and your wife, your entire family. Breakfast pizza. So with a homemade crust with sausage gravy, Gouda cheese, bacon pieces, and three fried eggs? When's the last time you had that? Or beignets? Have you thought about maybe having the Elvis waffle with the waffles with creamy peanut butter, bananas, Foster sauce, candied bacon, whipped cream, candied Texas pecans? This is what I'm talking about. Churro donut holes. Oh, yes, they do have that with Nutella and caramel sauce. And, of course, if you want something savory, Peggy's Lobster. It's buttered poached lobster, smoked Gouda with sliced avocados, drizzled with chipotle aioli, with and right there inside the omelet. That's the omelet that they have. There's so many different items for you to choose from, whether it's lighter, heavier, crispy crab benedicts. I can't even look at the menu right now. I'm starving right now. Carnitas with a buttermilk biscuit and Gouda cheese. It's all available for you. And, of course, your drinks. Of course, you've got the carafe and you're making the mimosas or having yourself a Bloody Mary at the brunch at the Union Kitchen. Go to theunionkitchen.com. Find a location nearest you. Stop in this weekend for brunch, theunionkitchen.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, guys, want to make sure that you understand it's that time of the year again. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's fourth annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rambler Sparkling Water. We'll be giving away prizes to 97.5 winners. Yep, the 0.5 winner is the penultimate winner, second to last in the whole bracket. So the 0.5 winner as well. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include $50 gift cards to the Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine Tex-Mex, Smashburger, and more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. So you get a chance to win if you're really good or really terrible. That's how that one's
going. There it is. And we got the 47th Annual Fishing Show going on March 23rd through the 27th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Everything for the fishermen. If you love to fish or just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 47th Annual Fishing Show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com. We got tickets to this, Tyler? Four? We got four tickets to this, so let's give them away. At exactly 9:40, call in 713-780-3776 and caller number four will win four tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. HoustonFishingShow.com. And
who did you say it's for? Who are the people that fish? What are they called?
Fishing people? Fishermen.
Thank you. Mm.
Fisher people.
Fisher people.
Fisher people. Oh, yeah. Those people fish too?
You're not allowed to say fisherman. It's fisher people.
It's fisher people?
That's. I think you're not allowed. I think FM is a bad word.
What is? Well, what was Kaz Matsui, though? Fisher people.
Well, that's true. That's true. But you're supposed to say it's not a fireman, it's a fire person.
It's not a, it's a fireman.
It's okay. Called a fire person.
Okay. Oh, you know what women say when they see that calendar? That's a fireman.
Unless it's a fire person.
Yeah, but guess what? It's mostly guys. So guess what? Guys ain't picking it up to see no fisher
it's
person.
It's mostly guys. I don't know. Is it all guys? I don't know. What do I care? I'm not going to go through
people.
And search fire calendar.
Why can't
they
be firewoman?
I guess there are. I just don't hear, but yeah. I guess I don't really know much
why
about
can't they
the
be
firefighting industry.
Men and fisherwomen. Okay?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
If you're a fisherwoman and you want to go, you can get the tickets too.
Everybody can.
Everybody. We're all inclusive. Fishing is all inclusive. Although women don't like to fish a lot. It's mostly guys sitting on
I don't like fishing. I can't catch anything.
I hate fishing.
I hate fishing.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, fishing for what?
Fishing blows.
For what?
If there's a golf ball and a club, and then it's fishing.
So when we had our trip to Belize a few years ago, Kelly Canabart, she can like – I was trying to fish and catch stuff, couldn't catch anything. She immediately catches like three things. I think there is a skill to it. I don't know what it is. I think you're just – I always just say, don't I just – it just feels like luck to me. Like, don't you just kind of pull it every once in a while and make it jerk around like it's a worm?
Like it's Jerry Lewis?
No, not like nothing having to do with – no. Don't jerk it around like Jerry Lewis. A worm around like Jerry. This may be the worst thing you've ever said. It's maybe the best thing and the worst thing you've ever said. I'll give you credit. You really – jerking around a worm was
well.
Not
if you weren't here
that,
last segment, yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about.
That's on you.
Yeah, it's on you. That you're late. Also, you're not here. And guess what? Damaris brought in wings and fries.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Yanni brought them in. They got unbelievable wings at the 18th Street location, and you get them with fries. It's the healthiest meal you could possibly get. But I'm telling you, if you're watching a game, I'm a wing connoisseur.
Are you serious?
Get the wing. Yes, I'm serious.
Well, I hope that place didn't go out of business.
Unbelievable.
I'm so mad right now. I'm literally starving right now. I am so mad right now that somebody brought food in when I'm in Indianapolis.
Well, I had Yanni do it on purpose, if you want to know the truth.
You're such a jerk.
So, baseball. We haven't even talked about baseball.
Hey, I feel like it's good news, right?
Well, yeah, they're closing in on a deal. Here's the deal is what they're arguing over is, okay, minimum salary. The players wanted $775,000. The owners are up to $600,000+. I don't know.
That's going to get done.
What's holding up a season, really.
So the players are the minimum salary. The owners are going to go in that direction. The players have agreed on a 12-team playoff. And the MLB Players Association organizes fully staffed training facility for players. So they've got a training facility. There's a lot of signs that point to a deal getting done.
The thing that's holding it up, there's two things holding it up. One is the luxury tax threshold.
That's a big
deal. The players want it up there. It's 645 or 245. The owners are at 214. They just come to some agreement. Just whatever. And then there is pre-arbitration. They want a pool of money in there for pre-arbitration of players who are exceeding their contracts, which is smart. I mean, rookies go crazy and they get MVP votes or second-year players, and they're making Kyle Tucker would be eligible in pre-arbitration for, you know, more money. He should get more money. The players started at $100 million pool, and the owners countered with two. So...
yeah, no, that's way, way far away.
Right. So, I mean, they're closing. You know what? Just get it done. Just get it done. I mean, it's not like we're arguing over should there be free agents. It's that there's no core value thing. It's just about money. So, I mean, really, baseball, as if you don't have enough problems, you're just arguing about money. This is really... the billionaires and millionaires are arguing about money, how much I get and you get. So let's get it done. I mean, stop already. You see, Derek Jeter had philosophical differences with the Marlins organization.
Did you see what those were?
How much money they're going to spend?
Yeah, they weren't going to be competitive from a spending standpoint.
Right.
Hey, Derek, I don't know how to tell you this. Did you not know who you were working for?
Right. Well, not working for. He's an owner.
Well, but he didn't have – well, he's an owner
he's
who
a
didn't
minor,
have
– yeah.
He was, yeah, he was not an autonomous owner.
Right. No. He's got a minority piece. But here's the philosophical difference is I'm used to playing for the Yankees as opposed to a team that sucks. I can't blame him. You know what? I'm getting out of this thing. I don't want to be Michael Jordan because what we remember of Michael Jordan, GM and owner, is suck. I don't want – if I'm Derek Jeter has always been about his brand, about, you know, being incognito, being, you know, nobody knows anything about Derek Jeter. That's why I'm going to keep it. I don't want everybody to think, well, Derek Jeter's just a loser. that's all he is he's a big loser. And no, I'm getting out of this thing now. Maybe I'll keep, you know what, you can keep my money, and if we make any profits because we don't spend any money, that'll be great. But I'm getting out. I don't want my name on this. I can't blame him. Would you want your name on the Marlins?
No. I mean, the two-time champ Marlins, that's, isn't that crazy? We should just take their championships away from them, just strip them off the books, put an asterisk by it.
Well, I mean, they did win and all, you know, since that. And oh, this from the Astro fan wants their championship stripped.
I know.
Yeah.
We need to strip their – what did they do? Spent a bunch of money and then
– Yeah.
And then dump. They did a pump and dump.
Did they cheat?
What they did was classic pump and dump, textbook pump and dump, a stock market strategy. They pumped the stock up. And then they dumped it after they won a championship. That's what they did. No, it's not cheating, but it's just not very nice.
Right. The Jeter spin, he put in $25 million, and his contract – I know a guy who put in $25 million as well. He didn't have this contract, though. His contract was $25 million over 5 years. The Marlins increased in value while he was the owner. It was basically just a gift. That's according to Dell. Who will be...
What do you mean a gift? What does that mean?
Apparently, it was just a... It was basically... He put in $25 million in ownership, and then they paid him $5 million a year for 5 years to be the face of it, to be the face of the franchise, and he basically just got ownership for nothing.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, that's according to
Dell. He was an influencer.
Who never lies. Oh, yeah, he does.
No, Florida Dell.
Yeah. Florida man, Dell.
I'm at the combine here. How many SEC players are at the combine, do you think? There's 334 at the combine. How many are from the SEC?
334. I would say there's 98.
82.
Okay.
Who do you think? Which conference is second? See if you can name the top five in order.
The second is going to be the Big Ten.
Correct. 54.
Third is going to be, I'm going to say Big 12.
See, that's not a bad guess. You barely missed. Pac-12 had 36. Big 12 has 35.
Yeah.
So you're on it.
Right. And I wouldn't, ACC sucked.
ACC is 34. They're right there together.
But the conference sucked.
So the Power 5 has the top. The Power 5 has
okay,
the top
and
five.
Then,
82, 54.
And then the Americans got to be next.
Americans next at 20.
Yes. And 17
most of
them are Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Houston's got three, like six are Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Tulsa's got a tackle who may end up in the first round. A guy named Tyler Smith.
You were talking about him before.
He's a monster. He's one of the strongest guys I've ever seen. He also has 16 penalties this year, including 11 holdings. If he didn't like the way something's going, he just grabs you and just starts pulling you to the ground. He's like, throw the flag on me. I don't care. Like, dude, you got to at least try. You can't just throw people down and take the flag. That's not going to cut it.
What about the guy that pancaked the guy and then started doing stuff to him while he was on the
Rasheed Walker from Penn State. He's coming out in this year's draft.
I know. He was.
He pancaked him and did a pump, and then somebody else took that, and then they played it back and forth. They looped it back and forth to make it look like he pumped the guy like six times on the ground. When we say pump, yes, it's exactly what you think.
Yeah, exactly. And yes, it was. It's that. All right, that thing seems to be a thing at Penn State. You know what with Micah Parsons and
that's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing, but it seems to be a thing at Penn State still to this day. All right, when we come back, Russian porn stars are having a tough time of it. We'll tell you why right now on ESPN in 97. When we come back. Right now, though, I'm talking about Hoops Sporting Goals and Equipment. That's just a nice thing, not what I just talked about. Hoops Sporting Goals are great. Here's the thing about the Hoops Sporting Goal. It's the best goal ever, period, exclamation point. Love it. Had one. When we had the house, we had one. When we had kids, they wanted to play. The kids were in the neighborhood, were at the house, knew exactly where they were, right in our driveway, having the best time of it, loving the goal, dunking on the goal. Outside, not playing video games. My kids were not video game kids. I mean, yeah, you know, they played some, but they were outside. And that's what you want. You want your kids outside doing athletic stuff, not sitting around eating, playing video games. You want them outside having fun. And the only way that they can have fun on a goal nowadays is by lowering the goal. And that is the hoops goal. The kids can actually enjoy it as opposed to the 10-foot goal that we couldn't play until we were in fifth, sixth, seventh grade, whatever, eighth grade. And then the 10-foot goal was fine. But we still couldn't dunk. We want to dunk. Dad, we want to dunk. So go to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Here's a dumb story. I don't even know why this is in News of the Weird. A Texas woman alleges she lives in Lakeway, Texas. Her business backs up to a golf course. Okay? What is the dumbest business to put that backs up to a golf course?
Maybe a hemophiliac
well,
place.
That
or
is,
also...
Right. A window store.
Maybe if you're selling an outdoor Fabergé egg company.
Right. Well, remember when... See, I think it's dumb to live, especially if your house could possibly be hit by a drive. I remember I pulled one. We were doing we were at a golf tournament, and you were in the group behind me. And it was one of our... And I broke a window on a house, hit the drive... pulled it, broke a window. Man, we all went, holy crap. And the lady came out, and she said, okay, well, who did that? I said, I did. And she said, well, you're going to pay for it? She said, I said, yeah, I'll pay for it. She said, what's your name? I said, Lance Zierlein.
What a jerk.
And
what an absolute
unfortunately, everybody that was there laughed, so I couldn't get away with it. They all laughed. Anyway, this woman, this idiot woman, she puts a daycare center on a golf course.
So it was her house, and she turned it into a daycare.
And guess what the city did? Shut her down. Because the kids, the noise from the kids, are disrupting the golfers. And you know what, lady? They're right. You don't put a daycare center on a golf course. Have your priorities, woman. Terrible. Hey, Lance, Nicole is a stay-at-home mom, isn't she?
Yeah.
Here's something.
And teacher.
Well, guess what? How about, would you like her to make maybe $13,000?
100% would, yes.
Okay. A stay-at-home mom says she's made over $13,000 by dumpster diving.
I saw this.
Yes, Megan Godinez from Dallas. She's managed to get her hands on almost anything from beauty products to expensive sports equipment. That's all you got to do, Nicole, is dumpster dive.
So that's all you have to do. Here's some of the things she's found. A coffee machine worth $266.
Yeah.
Shark vacuum cleaner, $379. Xbox One, $479. But if they're throwing them in the trash, aren't they? Are we sure they're not broken?
Or, I don't know, maybe people, you know, got mad. What'd you buy this for and threw it out?
Her thrifty hauls have also helped her come up with bags full of seasonal decorations, children's toys, part, and even a pair of brand new Hugo Boss leather sneakers that were thrown out by John Granato's house.
I don't have any of those. A couple whose small businesses were ruined by the pandemic. Lance, what do you think they turned to?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is right.
I knew it.
Charlotte and Bear. And he looks like a bear. He's a big dude. They have five children. Sounds familiar? Hey, if this whole NFL network thing, radio thing doesn't work out.
Oh, not just dumpster diving now. Now you're putting my wife on OnlyFans. Oh, that's really nice of you. Hey, Lance, have you ever thought of having your wife go in trash cans and... maybe pulls and maybe create an OnlyFans account. You are super disrespectful today.
No, I'm not. No, it's just saying. That's all I'm saying. Russian porn stars are moaning Well, this is the headline. It says Russian porn stars moaning. Duh. Russian porn stars moaning after they're banned from OnlyFans during the Ukraine invasion. Do you think that Russian porn stars should be suffering because Putin is an idiot?
Yeah. This is where we have to put pressure on Putin.
Oh, now,
And it has to be the vodka. We start with vodka, then we go to OnlyFans, and then we'll also do some other, you know, international sanctions. But, yeah, everyone gets it. No more Russian. I don't want Russian wrestlers. No Russian, you know.
Right,
let's kick them all out of the Key West. Everyone out of Key West.
Specs took all Russian vodka off the shelves.
Hey, Ryan LaShane, borscht off the menu over there at Riel.
Except borscht could be... Yeah, it could be other.
Yeah, no, it's other countries other too. Countries. But, you know, close enough.
Yeah. No. And by the way, take borscht off anyway. It's beets. It's beets.
It's delicious, though.
It's terrible. Here's not a brain surgeon for it. Some teachers aren't all that bright. One school teacher was suspended after using an image of Bin Laden in an attempt to portray Prophet Muhammad in a lesson. She didn't know the difference between Osama bin Laden and the Prophet Muhammad.
You always come with the controversial ones.
I don't think she should teach our children. That's all. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. hey, here's a suggestion. A married couple living in a separate New York City apartment say it's done wonders for their relationship. Would you like to live in a separate apartment from your wife?
No. I like my wife.
Even though you leave stuff, dishes in the sink?
I'm telling you now, I'm looking at Bear and Charlotte. They look like OnlyFans people.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they look like at least OnlyFans. At least that. If not swingers.
With five kids. How come this happened? A New Jersey couple found a pearl worth thousands of dollars while having clams at a restaurant.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why we got to go out to eat more.
Uh-huh.
Eat clams. Find thousands of dollars, 8.8 millimeters, and it could go for thousands of dollars.
That's just
unbelievable. Why does that happen to those people? Would you like to live in an apartment and your wife live in a separate one? That's the question of the day.
No!
I
don't. Now, you didn't ask about kids.
How about if you and your wife live in one and your kids live in another?
Bang. Now we're talking.
No, that's...
Now, next door to us, but...
Well, yeah, the next door's fine.
Giant
you don't
walls.
Have to listen to them. Then you don't have to listen to them.
That's what's up.
Did you see the story about this Georgia toddler who's diagnosed with extremely rare uncombable hair?
I've seen those toddlers all over the place.
Yes. No, but this kid has like... He looks like a porcupine.
Come on, I did not see that one, but I want to see that
Look up uncombable hair syndrome, and you'll see this kid. And he's spectacular. I wish maybe Doc Linville, maybe you can get hair like this kid. It's uncombable.
Tyler's bumping on the way out. Is he playing us out?
Yeah, he is. He said, get out, both of you. We got a good show coming up next. Vanessa and Gallant next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Skate it.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.